Hello, it's Ed Gamble here from the Off-Menu podcast that you're currently listening to. I am on tour now. The show is called Hot Diggity Dog. Make sure you go and get yourself a ticket. I'm probably coming to a town near you if you live in the UK and Ireland. And Ireland, Dublin and Belfast. Do go to edgamble.co.uk, buy yourself a ticket, and I'll see you for an evening of Hot Diggity Dog.
Hot Diggity Dog!
Thank you, James.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Off Menu podcast, taking the oats of humour, pouring in the milk of the internet, putting into a big, lovely, fun-friendly pan, and bubbling away until you get thick podcast porridge.
That's a gamble there. My name is James Acaster, and this is the Off Menu podcast. We own a dream restaurant. We invite a guest in every single week, and we ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish, and drink, not in that order. And this week, our guest is...
Babatunde Eleshe. Babatunde Eleshe, an absolutely wonderful comedian. You may recognise him, of course, from many, many stand-up comedy gigs. And of course, you will recognise him from the wonderful Celebrity Gogglebox. He watches stuff with Mo Gilligan on there. I love Gogglebox
so
much.
Funny together. They're and also, so we're very excited because on one episode, Babatunde wore an off-menu T-shirt.
Yes.
Which is very big for us.
Pretty big.
Pretty big.
The Someone only people who've worn our Percival merch on television before... us.
Yes, us. So it's really nice when someone who's not us.
You wore it on Big Fat Quiz of the Year.
Yeah.
And my appearance is yet to be shown.
Right.
I wore it on Pointless. And you'll be able to see that I really tried to get the merch in there because originally they tried to put my name tag over the design. And I said, no, can I wear it on the other side? They said no. And we compromised on me wearing it unnaturally high. So look out for that.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
We love Babatunde. But if he chooses one of the secret ingredients, well, the secret ingredient, we just have one a week, something that we normally we deem it to be disgusting, so we chuck people out. But lately it's been more if we can just relate it to the guest.
Yes.
It makes it a bit easier. We're running out of food. We've run out of food that we don't like, really.
Yes,
we
ran
out of that probably episode two.
Yes.
We love food.
Yes.
But the food, the ingredient this week that will get Babatunde chucked out of the dream restaurant is... Campbell's soup. Now that is because Babatunde wore the T-shirt on Gogglebox, and it had the tin of Campbell's soup on it.
Tin of Campbell's soup.
So that's our link. That's the thing that binds us.
I don't think I hate Campbell's soup necessarily.
No, I hate it. I don't have it that much. If I'm honest.
How often are you getting Campbell's soup?
Yeah, never.
Never.
Zero, never. Sometimes I get that, if I'm going to like buy soup, I'll probably get, you know, the supermarket sign, if it's Sainsbury's or Tesco, that's in like, you know...
The big plastic pots.
Big plastic pot.
Yeah.
Or I'll get that little, the farm one is that's in a cardboard carton.
The Covent Garden soup?
Yeah.
I went through a big phase with Covent Garden. I think I'm out the other side now.
Yeah.
Now I'm all about the own brand big buckets.
Sure.
Love them. Just like a chicken and veg or something.
Yeah.
It makes me feel healthy to have soup.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
A soup lunch.
And the chunkier, the better these days. I used to be all about the smooth soups, completely smooth. I want as much stuff in them as possible now.
Yeah, chunk it up, baby.
I want it to be borderline stew.
Yeah, you got yourself a stew.
You got yourself a stew there.
Yeah.
But I want it to be just before you say that.
Yeah.
That's a busy soup.
Yeah.
I want it as busy.
A busy soup.
A busy soup. That's what I want.
One more chunk and it's a stew.
One more chunk.
Yeah.
It's officially a stew.
Yeah.
But just like one chunk off a stew. That's what I want. But
like I used to love the smooth chicken one from Covent Garden.
Uh-huh.
And now, no. Feels like I'm having a carton of milk.
Yeah.
Not interested.
Sure.
I think it's dairy. I think I don't want dairy in soup anymore.
Yeah.
Unless I'm adding my own dairy. The cream of tomato Heinz, still the daddy, really.
Yeah.
With so much cheddar grated into it that it almost becomes tomato fondue.
Wow.
That's what I didn't know on that a hangover. That's my hangover.
Is it?
Yeah.
That's your hangover food.
And then loads of, I bought this like ghost chili sauce from Liberty's.
Yeah.
The boshest sauce I could find.
Yeah.
And I use 2 drops per bowl of soup. And that's all you can have. Otherwise, I get hiccups.
So you do that for your hangover?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Thank you.
Lovely.
Soup chat.
Good soup chat at the top there. Always good to, you know, I don't think the listeners will ever learn everything about us.
No.
Food-wise.
There's always things to learn.
It's always good.
And we're always developing.
We're always changing as people. Yeah. So, one of the things I'm looking forward to eating in Disneyland is the soup. There's a soup from one certain place that we're going to. I can't remember what it's called now.
Are you worried about Disneyland that you're going to be so full that you're not going to enjoy the rides?
Oh, I won't go on the rides. I'll just watch my girlfriend on the rides and I'll eat all the food.
That's not true, is it?
No, I'm going to go on the rides.
Yeah, the rides are brilliant.
Yeah. I'm going to love going on the rides.
Yeah.
But also, I was quite excited about the food. You know, we've booked in all our food places now.
Yeah.
So that's why. Yeah, we've booked in our meals in advance. Benito's nodding.
Oh, you're not talking about like the things you buy from stalls on the way around.
No, those places,
the restaurants.
So I'm currently looking at things to buy in stalls on the way around because that'll be extra little things.
Yeah.
But we've booked in our restaurant meals.
Yeah.
And where we're going for that.
Yeah.
And you know, my girlfriend's watched loads of videos on YouTube saying these are the best ones in Disney.
Yeah.
She's collated all of that information. Got what the very best ones are from all those different videos, different opinions.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that we're going
to. And what's the one you're most looking forward to? What's the one to go to?
Well, we're going to Ohana for breakfast in the Polynesian part of the park.
Yeah.
Everyone says you've got to go there, get the Bloody Mary flight that has like a tequila Bloody Mary.
Sounds like one of the rides.
A vodka Bloody Mary and a whiskey Bloody Mary. And also get the sticky bread there. So going to get those things there. But I think the one I'm most looking forward to is the one that has the soup in it, the busy soup in it.
Yeah.
And it has gator bites and it has fried chicken.
Yeah. Is it like a sort of New Orleans style one?
Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
And it's called Chef Something's Something.
Great.
That's what I'm looking forward to the most. Yes, Chef Art Smith's Homecoming. That's what I'm most
excited about.
Yeah, everything on that menu looked great. And the man who was eating it in the YouTube video that I watched was delightful. I know that on Parent in Hell, one of our rival podcasts, Rob Beckett did a whole episode talking to Josh about his experience when he went to Disney World with the kids.
Yeah, but that's the mistake.
Yeah.
He went to Disney with kids.
Yeah. So now, and his food portion of that podcast, it was a great podcast episode.
Yeah.
I'll give credit where it's due.
Yeah.
But the food portion was just like, well, I just ate when we could and whatever.
Yeah.
And then went to like Jungle Cafe or whatever it's called, where there's like an animatronic gorilla.
Yeah. That sounds fun.
But we can do like our rival one to Parent in Hell, where we do an episode all about the Disney food.
Yeah.
Or most likely what will happen is it will just come up in conversation.
Yeah, naturally. And we'll sprinkle it through maybe 60 or 70 episodes.
Yeah. Anyway.
So without further ado, this is the off-menu of Babatunde Aleshe. Welcome, Babatunde, to the Dream Restaurant.
Yes, thank you for having me, man.
Welcome, Babatunde Aleshe, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time.
Yeah, man.
Here we are.
I'm glad to be here, bro. Trust me.
Glad to have you. We probably should start by thanking you for wearing our merch on television.
Come on. Hey, guess what? I'm wearing it now. Come on, let's go.
What are the new ones? We don't even have one of those.
For the listener.
You know what? Can I say this? Yeah. When I got them, because like I get a lot of stuff from Percival. Uh-huh. Yeah. And so I've like going through all the shirts and I'm thinking, Off Menu Podcast. I'm thinking, oh snap, it's that man. I love this show. So like, and then when you were at the show, I didn't even clock it was you, bro.
So funny.
That was so funny because I'm looking at you, I'm thinking, where I know your face from? And you were just like, where you get that t-shirt?
Yeah.
And I kept saying, why you keep asking me about my t-shirt, bruv? Like, go away. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we did a gig together.
Yeah.
You walked in wearing the t-shirt. I was like, and we'd never met before.
Never.
So I was like, this is funny. This is a funny guy. Because he's walking in, he knows that that's my podcast.
Yeah.
And he's doing that to like, you know, he's having a laugh at me straight away. So I was like, you wearing that t-shirt? And you were like, yeah, I got it from Percival. Like, really? Like, it's not, and I was like, yeah, but, and I was like, yeah, but you know, look at the ice cream. You're like, yeah, it's cool. I like it. I was like, this guy, like, that's my face on that ice cream. You're like, oh yeah, I've got like this. I've got like a t-shirt and a hoodie. I was like, do you know the podcast? it was funny.
It was and, crazy,
and I was like, I texted Benito, like, I think we've got to book this guy because I'm going to figure out what's going on.
We've got to get to the bottom
of
this.
Love,
and then
love.
You warned me, don't make fun of you on the podcast.
No, bruv, it's all fair game, bruv. Do your thing. Do your thing, bruv.
Was there a message that said, oh, come on, but don't make fun of me?
It's a running joke all night. I've told him to come up to me and goes, you better not take the piss out of me on your podcast. Someone told me you wore an off-menu t-shirt on Gogglebox.
I did.
Exciting.
I did. That was the green one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, see, so I'm saying, bro. First of all, they hooked me up, bro.
I love range, that. Yeah.
It's like, how was Gogglebox?
Ah, bro, we just wrapped on Saturday, me and Mo.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic, man.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I love that show. Hopefully, we get another season under our belt, you know what I mean? So I'll be like, Five seasons.
I love it. I love it so much. You two are so great together on it.
Oh, thank you, man.
So good. And I love that every time James brings up the merch now, every single time you have to let us know you got it for free as well. Absolute respect to you, James, but I did get that shit for free. I'm not paying for that.
No, shout out to Percival. Like I said, they hook me up all the time.
Yeah,
like,
this is what I mean. Time. You keep saying that to remind us that you absolutely did not pay for it.
No way I'll be paying for that shit.
No, bro, that ice cream one, my days, that is my favourite one, bro.
It's good one, right?
Yeah, bro.
Like, I love it. But you know our faces are in the ice cream.
Yeah, yes. I know now. I know now.
What if they did a Gogglebox like podcast edition? You think that would work? You and Mo listening to some podcasts, maybe listening to this episode of the Off Menu podcast, and we could do it together.
That might be a thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how that would work. Like, me trying to imagine it in my mind right now, we listen to a snippet or something, then we respond to it. Maybe.
It doesn't feel as natural, does it? Because like you do sit around watching TV with your mates, but you wouldn't all sit around listening to a podcast,
yeah,
right?
But we give them hell on Gogglebox because you can imagine two comedians. We talk so much to the point where like sometimes the directors are just like, okay, we still have to watch this show. Like, no more jokes, please. You know what I mean? So no, I love hanging around with Mo, man. But yeah, like hopefully we get to do some more stuff.
Do you have to watch the whole show, or is it like is it snippets?
So it'll be like half an hour, maybe,
right?
20 minutes of like the best bits.
Because I often think about that. Everyone on Gogglebox does a really good job of looking like they've been fully invested in a whole season.
No, but you get into it.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You do still get into it, even though it's like 20 minutes. Because like, especially with some of the stuff that you've never seen before, or the scary stuff. Because you know, well, if you've watched the show, I hate scary movies. So anything scary, I'm already invested because it's just like, I don't want to be scared. So I'm like intense, like, yeah. So, but yeah, it's only like 20, 30 minutes of each thing.
Have you always been easily scared, like by movies? Yeah.
I grew up in Tottenham, so you can imagine I'm traumatized. You know what I'm saying? Like anything scary in real life or on movies, not for me. Not for me, man.
What's the scariest movie you've ever seen that scared you the most?
Exorcist. Exorcist.
You went so serious when you said
Exorcist.
Yeah, I did, didn't it? Yeah. Like, I relived it right then and there.
Really
like,
smiling, and then suddenly, no, there's The Exorcist.
Yeah, have you guys seen? You've
I've never watched it because I like
scary. Have you not seen The Exorcist?
I like scary films, but I almost presume that I would be too scared by Exorcist. So I've never
Exorcist
seen it.
It's phenomenal.
I've heard it's a great film.
I love it.
Really?
I love The Exorcist, yeah. Wow. It's an incredible film. Wow. But it is scary.
It's very scary.
What's the scariest bit?
you know the bit, bruv, when she's in the bed, bruv, and the voices and the vomit and
yeah.
And then the bit where she's like hovering and oh my god, I don't
scariest
even want to
bit for
it.
Me when she comes down the stairs backwards like a big crab.
Oh, I didn't want to be reminded.
I think
that
might be the edit. That might be like a director's cut.
Yeah, that's
That is a disgusting film.
Yeah.
By the way, don't watch it if you haven't watched it, bro.
Well, I know a lot of the bits already. You know, okay. I know the spewing,
yeah,
and the going around like a crab. And
crucifix.
And
oh yes!
Crucifix.
Oh my god! No! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! That bit is disgusting.
Yeah.
Sorry. I hate scary movies, bro.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's not like a game, man.
I've read the book as well.
Game.
Why did you do that?
I love it.
What's wrong with you?
I like scary movies. I like scary
and
books.
And Ed gets scared really easily as well.
Yeah.
Like I watched Haunting of Hill House, a TV series.
Yeah.
I recommended it to Ed because I knew he would like it. And then he was watching it next to me on the plane when we were going on a trip together.
Why am I laughing already?
And he kept on... I would be looking because I'd know there's a scary bit coming up. So I'd like look side-eye to his screen. And you could just see him. He'd have to keep pausing it because he'd get too scared. He'd
it's
have to
really
give himself
scary,
little
that.
Breathers. He'd be like that. Gosh. And there was bits like in that TV series. I mean, you should never watch it.
I will never watch it.
It would be too much for you.
What is that film? Mm. I know this is about like this podcast
no.
food, but we're talking about film at the moment. What is that film where the camera's just focused on the bedroom?
Yeah.
What's that one?
Now.
Is that what it's called?
No. I think you're talking about Exorcist again.
No. And it's like a recording.
Okay.
Paranormal Activity.
Thank you. Okay. Paranormal Activity. I was at my friend's house.
Yeah.
In Tottenham.
You've gone really serious.
Dude, this is what happened. So we were like, yeah, let's watch it. Let's watch Paranormal Activity. I'm just like, bro, I don't want to watch it. He's just like, bruv, man, trust me, man. Let's just watch it. We put it in. We're watching it now. 15 minutes into it, we ran out the flat. You need to understand, nothing happened in the film. There wasn't anything scary about to happen.
Yeah.
But we just got so scared that something scary was going to happen.
Yeah.
And we ran. We left the door, the house door open. Everything. We ran down the estate. And then we were like, oh, snap, we've got to go back. Turn off the film and lock the door.
Yeah.
And it was like, who's going to do it? It was like, there's both of us. And so we spent another half. This is no joke. I can call my friend Neil now and he will confirm this. We spent another half an hour arguing about who's going to go to the house and turn the film off. That's the scariest film I've watched. And best believe, nothing happened in the first 15 minutes.
You got to turn the film and then leave the flat and lock the door. That was the plan.
We just ran. We just got both of us at the same time. Just gone. Belted, like.
How old were you?
Must have been like early 20s.
Yeah.
Fully grown adult, yeah. Yeah.
So this is where you guys start taking the piss.
No. This is where we love it.
I do understand it. I absolutely understand it.
Yeah.
What about that? There's a bit in The Exorcist where they've spliced in a picture of the demon. It's just for a second.
Why do you remember this stuff?
Because that really scared me. Like, I had to rewind that and pause it and find the frame where you can just see the
Why? Why would you do that?
I love it. I love horror.
Bruv, you're mad. I'm scared to know what kind of food you like now, bruv.
You're scared.
Demon sick.
Now, we always start with still or sparkling water. Do you have a preference?
You know what?
Yeah.
Cold sparkling water hits differently.
Yeah. To me, that sounds like quite, you know, now we've talked about horror films. Cold sparkling water is a bit like a ghost.
Don't do that, because now I'm not going to drink sparkling water. Why did you do that for me? Why did you mess that up? I was enjoying my middle class life, drinking sparkling water. Now I'm going back to still. Why would you do that, bro?
I'm just saying, cold sparkling water's got a bit of a ghostly feel to it.
What I really like about that is that's such a weird thing to say, that it's like a ghost, and you immediately were like, oh, fuck, I know what you mean. You've ruined it for me.
Man has, bro, he has. Like, I can't drink that, no. But no, like, preference, yeah.
Yeah.
Cold sparkling water is just...
On a hot day or just in any weather?
On a hot day. No, a hot day has to be hot day. But it has to be cold. You know when it's cold, like crispy. Woo! Yeah, bro.
How bubbly do you want it?
I'm not aggressive bubbles, not like burn my throat bubbles, but bubbly enough.
Yeah.
Just bubbly enough.
Bubbly enough.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
You want anything in there? You want any any slices of fruit?
Nah,
any ice
bruv.
Cubes?
Nah, ice cubes, yeah, maybe. But yeah, if it ain't as cold as I want it to be. But no, I don't need no cucumbers and all them. That's dead, bruv. I ain't drinking gin and tonic.
No.
And even if I'm drinking a gin and tonic, get that cucumber out of here, bruv.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know, man. It just makes my cup look weird, bruv.
So it's nothing to do with the taste.
It's got no, the taste is fantastic. But I can't be like sipping on the G&T like or something, and all my friends from Tottenham come round. Hey, blood, what's that? Nothing, bruv. Nothing. Because it's my friends. It's my white friend's drink.
So you don't want to embarrass yourself in front of your friends from Tottenham,
nah.
One of whom you watched Paranormal Activity with and had to run out of the flat.
You're like all tough about them.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Don't have a cucumber in your drink.
Yeah. But I will say this, though. Like, with, like, you know, the cucumbers and stuff, my sister has definitely educated me on, like, you know, like, G&Ts and stuff. I never used to really be a fan of that. Mm. But she was, like, she would put, like, all, like, rosemary and all, like, blueberries and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what, people drink it like this? Like, is that what they're supposed to do? She's like, yeah. I was like, okay, cool. So now I'm fully invested.
Yeah.
But you will not catch me on road or in a pub. Like, at home,
yeah,
I'm getting in.
You're locking the door when you're inside the flat this time.
Yeah.
So no one can see you. Do you want ice cubes, crushed ice?
In my sparkling water? Ooh, crushed ice.
Yeah. Now, what's the difference? Like, you really got excited there by the difference?
Because, you know, the crushed ice just gives it that slushy appeal kind of thing.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
bro. You know your drinks, bro.
Yeah, thank you. Not enough people point that out.
Yeah, that's
pod.
True.
Not enough people give me credit where it's due.
I love crushed ice as well because it keeps it cold, but it doesn't take up too much, like, real estate in the glass. You can have as much.
No.
As you
like.
I'm using that.
Oh, yeah. Real estate in the glass.
I like that.
Pop it up, absorb bread. Pop it up, absorb bread, Babatunde. Pop it up, absorb bread.
Why are you shouting at me? Bread. Is this what happens? You just shout at people.
He does.
You're lucky I didn't. It's because I've been taking cold baths, so I don't get scared now. You know what I'm saying? Because
that calms cold down.
That could have really. If I'd remembered, I literally forgot already the Babatunde gets scared easy.
Yeah.
I should have thought, I can really get him with popping dogs or bread.
Yeah.
But I thought, well, he's not going to surprise me with that because he's a fan of the podcast.
Yeah.
Because he wears the merch. But then I forgot he doesn't know his podcast. So why have I done that?
What would you have done if he'd just run out of the room?
Bro, like, if this was a month ago, not taking like cold baths and stuff like that, I would have jetted.
So you take cold baths now.
Yeah.
Have you tried watching The Exorcist now you take cold baths?
Nope, ain't happening. I still believe in Jesus, so that's not happening, bro.
Does The Exorcist not confirm your belief in Jesus? Because, like, it's
the Catholic Church actually, like, back The Exorcist as a film.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, because it says that Jesus exists. Like, it's actually a pro religion film.
Okay,
it's got the baddies in it.
Yeah,
Rav, I've never been
the baddies,
to
the goodies.
I've never seen someone be exorcised.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to. Well, that's a lie, Tunde. I have, but. Not like that.
Yeah.
I've seen someone, because I go to church. I have seen someone, I used to go to a Pentecostal church. You see all types of stuff there. I have seen a demon manifest in someone.
Not like that.
Not like that. The girl pushed the preacher and he flew.
Wow.
But she had a demon in her. So they said.
Yeah.
Well,
she pushed him. She pushed the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn! Like, I was at the back of the church.
Yeah.
I was like, damn! You got pushed. I was like, you better call on Jesus, bruv. She's strong, bruv.
That's probably just what he wanted to hear at that moment.
Yeah,
the preacher. So, he's flying across the room, just being pushed by a demon. Surely someone from my congregation will come and help me. Damn, you got pushed!
Let me get this straight. When you watch an actual horror film, you have to run out of the flat and then argue about who goes back in the flat to turn it off. Yes. But you've been in a room with a literal demon and all you thought was...
In a church.
And you thought, whoa, that guy got pushed. And you didn't think, like...
You watch it like everyone else out of it. Watches a horror film.
Yeah.
If I saw that in a film, I'd be like, damn, he got pushed.
Yeah.
In real life, I'd be running out.
Man, because it's church, like... Jesus, you know what I mean?
She's still the demon in it, in the church.
Yeah, but like the preacher's gonna like be like do his thing in it. Like,
he's protected.
But he's been pushed.
I mean, if she turned around and set her sights on me, I'm gone. Yeah.
Didn't seem too worried about bringing attention to yourself,
nah,
though.
Nah. Well, yeah, I did shout out. But at the same time, bro, this really happened. Not even a joke. This girl was going crazy. She like shook her head and then she just went boom.
Yeah.
And he was on the other end of the room.
He flew.
And I was wow.
But then were you not scared then? She's going to get us all?
Nah, not really. Because like I said, like the preacher, he's got Jesus power.
But he's been pushed for miles.
His fault, bro. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have pissed the demon off. You know what I'm saying?
But now you take cold baths.
Yes.
You feel a little bit calmer.
Yeah, it calms down your anxiety. Yeah. Apparently.
Do you go with ice cubes or crushed ice in your cold baths?
Oh, yeah. How much real estate are you taking up?
I just do cold water. I've never done like ice.
Is it like a Wim Hof thing?
What's a Wim Hof?
Wim Hof is that guy who takes cold baths and cold showers?
No. That's that ice man, right?
Yeah.
No.
Loves it.
No. I just take cold showers.
Yeah.
How did you? Because I've tried that, and I'm like you watching a scary film when that happens to me. As soon as I'm like, I can't stay under the water.
Yeah.
Like I try to when I'm having the cold shower, but I can't physically make myself stay under there.
You got to breathe. Control your breathing.
Ah.
Yeah. So every time, you gradually do it, gradually turn the water colder and colder and colder.
Yeah.
And each time that you feel the cold, just control your breath until it's really like freezing cold. And then by that time, you'll be used to it a little bit, but you still have to like control your heart rate because you don't want to go into shock.
Wow. Yeah. And is it, what are the benefits of it?
Like, it's good for your skin, obviously, good to wake you up.
Yeah.
So I have cold showers in the morning, wakes you up. Better than having like a coffee.
Yeah.
But it does have a benefit in terms of like, because your body does want to naturally shock itself. Mm. It controls like your anxiety and your panic, things like that.
Lovely. Yeah. Maybe
I'll go back to it.
Might go back to it.
Yeah. Every morning.
No. Yeah. Control your breathing, because all I do, obviously.
Start hot though.
All I've ever done is just like start cold and try to go under it immediately.
Yeah. No, don't do that.
No.
Yeah, you'll shock yourself, man.
What kind of bread are we talking? What kind of bread would you like?
You know, I'm a fan of ciabatta. Yeah.
Warm?
Oh, yeah.
Toasted?
Yes.
Yeah?
You got to get it crunchy on the outside.
Yeah. And but it's still like soft and steamy in the middle. Are you dipping it in anything? Are you putting butter on it?
Butter, definitely. Or I like pate.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't before. Like I said, I'm working class. I'm now middle class. I didn't know nothing about no damn pate, bruv. And chutney and all this stuff that all these posh people be eating.
Yeah.
Then I tasted it. I was just like, swear down, this is what you guys been hiding from us all this time. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been eating chicken and chips all this time. You guys be eating pate. And they'd be like, what's this? It's chicken liver. Wow, okay. Yeah, I'd say pate. I'll go
some
with
chicken
that.
Liver pate?
Yeah, man.
That's not. I think it's the first time someone's utilised the pate.
Yeah.
The pate loophole in the bread. That's good.
Yeah, we haven't had that. But I think this might be the first pate.
Come on, man. Man's setting trends.
I love chicken liver pate. Whenever, if that's on a menu, that or chicken liver parfait or whatever the difference is, it's so good.
Yeah.
Always go for it.
Creamier the better.
Yeah. Marks and Spencer's do one with truffle on top. What? Are you mad? Have you tasted truffle?
That sentence got more middle class with every word.
No, this is what I'm saying, brother.
Spencer's truffle.
I'm embracing my middle classness. Before I used to deny it and be like, oh no, man, I'll still eat chicken and chips. Hell no, I don't eat that crap no more. Bro, I am in Marks and Spencer's like every other day, bro.
Yeah.
Are you crazy? Truffle, bro. Oh my, don't piss me off.
Oh man. I mean, what the listener couldn't see was that when you got really excited about the Marks and Spencer's truffle pate, you did like a full like body percussion.
Like you're trying to get a demon out yourself.
Yeah.
No, bro, I really get excited about my food, bro.
Yeah.
Is that the pate you would like then? The Marks and Spencer's truffle pate? Yeah.
So it's like chicken liver, but at the top, it's got like a layer of like, I don't know what you want to call it, like truffle, not cream or whatever the hell it is, like truffle pate.
Yeah.
It's just got a layer on top.
Oh, sounds great. Goodness,
don't piss me off. It is so nice.
Yeah.
You can have that.
It's the dream restaurant. You can have it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
How often are you buying the chicken liver pate with
not that much?
No.
Man.
That's a special occasion.
That's
pate, right?
Yeah.
It's not every other day.
Nah, bruv. Bro, have you shopped at Marks and Spencer's?
No.
Jesus Christ, it is expensive. Yeah, man.
So you're okay with having that, but you're not yet at a point where you'll have cucumber in a drink. That's too.
Why are you baiting me out? Why are you, I don't like the way you're just dissecting all my inconsistencies.
I'm just trying to get what the difference is.
There. What would your friends from Tottenham say about the pate?
They would laugh.
Yeah.
They would definitely. Oh my God, they'd take.
But
the
would
pick.
You say to them,
I'd be like, yo, try this.
Yeah, have a bite.
Yeah.
See what you think. Okay.
Chicken liver, bruv.
Yeah, yeah.
Have a bite. You know, you just slide it across and then you just watch their reaction. And when they're like, see, I told you, bruv. I told you.
So your dream starter, right? Mm. Your starter, now your meal proper. Have you got a specific dream starter?
I love a prawn. Like, you know when they do like the battered prawn? I think it's like prawn tempura. Is that the right?
Yeah.
With like the sweet chili sauce. Don't get me mad. Oh my days. Wow. Do you guys like seafood?
Yeah. Love it. Where are you? Is there any specific place that you've had the prawn tempura with sweet chili that you think is the best one you've ever had?
I went to an Italian restaurant not too long ago where we normally go. Papagoni's in Stroudgeen.
You know about Benito's.
Benito's just.
You know about it? Come on, bro. Say it with your chest, bro. Yeah, so Papagoni's, their starters are fantastic. Their whole menu is fantastic.
Yeah.
But their starters are crazy off the hook. Yeah, sorry, I get real.
Please, that's what we like.
So, starters. You want it from Papagoni's, the prawn tempura?
Absolutely, but it's not tempura. This one's like a more of like a breaded type of batter.
Yeah,
I know the tempura is like the Japanese type of thing, but this one,
it's
Italian,
like deep fried. What else is on the Papagoni's starter menu that you really like?
I don't know. I don't be adventurous like that because I'm not like a big cheese fan.
Okay.
So a lot of their stuff has got like cheese. I do like mozzarella.
Uh-huh.
One of their other things I do like, I don't know what it's called. My wife orders it. It's like a big deep fried ball with mozzarella in it. And then they'll put like some sauce on top. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's as far as I'd go. I don't know what it's called. Whoever's listening there, you know what it's called, then you know what it's called. Yeah. I don't know what the hell the thing is. But it's damn nice.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm sticking with my prawn thing. That's it.
I met your wife at the gig.
And
you went on and did a bunch of material.
About my wife.
About your wife. And she was sitting next to me in the wings, absolutely laughing her head off. Absolutely loved it. Everyone else was like, oh man, I wonder how. I wonder how she's responding. Oh, she's having the night of her life. She's like, I love this bit. This is so funny.
Yeah. Because like me and my wife, we banter, man.
Yeah.
Like, you know, marriage life is full of ups and downs, and you gotta like learn to laugh at that. You know what I'm saying? After you get over it and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's where it comes from. You know?
How long have you been married for now?
It's going to be 7 years this September.
Ed's coming up to his 1 year anniversary.
Man, like, come on, bro.
In September as well.
Come on, bro.
Yeah.
September boys. I don't know what that was, but let's go.
September boys.
Yeah, bro. Congrats, man.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Going all right so far, I think.
Yeah, you're loving it?
Yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Get married, bro.
No way. I'm never getting married.
Why?
It seems stupid.
Okay. Wow. Just.
I'm in a lovely relationship.
Yeah.
Very much in love, but I don't understand.
You know what it is? It's just. I just feel like. I say this with marriage. It's just kind of like the. Almost like the security of this. Both of you knowing that, I got you for life, and anything that we share at this moment, whether it be kids or, you know, finances, anything happens to either one of us. You're good for the rest of your life because you carry my name, my children carry my name, and I'm giving. I know that can happen outside, like, you don't have to be married to have all of that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The wedding thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it's
you
banging.
You enjoyed the wedding?
Oh, bro, man, I was drunk as hell, bro.
Yeah,
man. Yeah.
What food did you have at your wedding?
Oh, yeah.
So we had a mixture of West Indian and African, Nigerian, my heritage. We had a mixture of the two. And so, yeah, that was really, really nice. You know, people from where I'm from, North London, they really like Nigerian food. And obviously West Indian food, like, is just banging. So, yeah.
Well, I mean, we've had this conversation on the podcast a few times of the, because now you've brought up Nigerian food.
Mm-hmm.
A few people on the podcast have come on.
Don't do it. I know what you're going to ask. Go on. Tread carefully.
But a few people come on the podcast and choose for their dream menu jollof rice.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And we've had some people choose.
Yeah, okay. Tread carefully.
Nigerian. And some people choose.
You're talking to a Nigerian, bro. Yeah. I know what. I knew where you were going with this. There is only one jollof, and that is Nigerian jollof.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand?
Yep.
So all that Ghanaian stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Zoo said Sierra Leonean, I think, was.
Zoo, bro. The Zoo is out of this conversation. Big Zoo, listen. Jollof doesn't even come from your country. Like, they don't make it like the way Ghanaians and Nigerians make it. But Ghanaians, their one is whack. Nigerian party jollof, no one can chat to us. And that is a fact. Everybody that tastes, because there's two types of jollof from Nigeria. You've got normal, everyday, standard jollof rice. And then you got party jollof rice. Party jollof rice is smoked jollof rice. So they smoke the rice.
Yeah.
So it has that barbecue kind of smoky flavor to it.
That sounds amazing.
That is crazy. No other country does it like Nigerians do it. And everyone will tell you, they'll be like, oh yeah, Ghanaian jollof rice. Oh man, it's nice. And then they taste party jollof rice and they're just like, winner.
Right.
Do you understand? Know that,
so
bro.
We haven't had that before on the there podcast. We haven't had people point out the party.
We've not heard about the party jollof rice.
Mm-hmm. No, so that might be a bit of difference. A game changer in the conversation.
Who picked the Ghanaian jollof rice? Did Sophie pick it? Sophie Duca, right?
I think so. I think that Selassie maybe chose it.
Yeah.
As well.
Where are they from?
Selassie's from Bake Off.
Oh, him.
What did Lolly pick?
Come on, Lolly! Sierra Leone doesn't even enter the competition. It is literally between Nigerians and Ghanaians. Let's be real. That's where the competition... I don't know what, like, the English equivalent to, like, the jollof rice wars is.
I mean,
like,
not...
What would that be? What's, like, what do much. Welsh people and Scottish
breakfast.
People call...
Oh, everyone,
yeah. The breakfast.
You can't go to Scotland or Wales and call it an English breakfast because they kick off.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but the difference is it's the same thing.
I've had a Scottish traditional breakfast.
Yeah.
I was fuming.
Yeah,
I was like, what is? Because they have this like potato type
do you know
of
what?
Thing.
I think I might prefer the Scottish one.
You're smoking.
I think the Scottish breakfast is my favorite.
When did you start smoking? When? Just tell me now. When did you take up smoking crack? I need to know, bruv. English breakfast is the one. Are you crazy, bruv? Bro, let's get into this, bruv. What do you have on your plate, bruv? What's your English breakfast plate?
English breakfast plate.
Go on.
There'll be like scrambled eggs.
All right.
Bacon.
Not sunny side up.
Yeah. No, I think like you're scrambled. You're already.
Yeah, you started off bad. Scrambled. What are you, five? Scrambled eggs.
I like a nice and buttery, yellowy.
It's got to be fried eggs. Fried eggs.
Fried
sunny
eggs,
side
bro.
Up,
sunny side up. Get that yolk going, bruv.
Scrambled.
Scrambled.
Egg.
You are a toddler. Carry on.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Crispier the better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sausages.
Yes.
The crispy bacon thing's a bit American for me.
Oh, yeah?
I agree with you.
I like a thick bit of salmon.
Let's go. I like him already.
Yeah,
he's winning, bro.
He's doing well.
He's winning.
He's doing well.
Yeah, got you.
Okay.
Sausage, right?
Sausage. Two?
Yes.
Two sausages.
that was a sigh of relief. Is that okay?
Yeah. Well,
it feels like you're that bit in Indiana Jones where you're trying to walk across the blocks.
Yeah, yeah. I think every other move I've got now feels precarious.
No toast.
I would have fried bread over toast.
Get the hell out! This guy, fried bread.
Yeah.
Fried
bread. I like fried bread over toast. If I'm going to do the breakfast and go full all in, like, you know, fatty,
you're not going
breakfast.
All in if you're having fried bread.
I like fried bread, but I wouldn't have it anymore. It would kill me for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
You like, well, for your English breakfast, you like fried bread.
I do, but I wouldn't have it now because it would make
me
feel sick.
Where did he get you guys from? I'm more freaking white than both of you. My name is Babaton. You got to go toast. The only thing I don't do is the...
I don't do the
black, the black pudding.
I love black pudding. I like black pudding, but I knew that if I said that, it was going to get me more bad points.
Yeah.
Because that's what pig's blood.
Yeah.
Lie that, bro.
And then I would always skip tomato. I don't like the tomato.
You know what? I'm a fan of the tomatoes. You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's all right for me. The mushrooms as well.
I love mushrooms. I always go mushrooms.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's something missing.
Well, are you beans boy?
I'm a beans boy.
I'm not a beans boy.
I'm a beans boy. I'm a beans boy, Baba Kande.
I'm disappointed. Okay, yeah, man. All right. That's 1 point for you.
Yeah.
And hash browns.
Oh, I love hash browns.
Yeah, I can take them or leave.
How did I even forget that? They're the best bit. Hash browns are my favourite.
Take them or leave it.
Hash browns are my favourite bit of the fried breakfast. I can't even believe I forgot that.
Yeah. Scrambled egg.
Don't try and do that again.
What are you dipping the hash browns in?
I'm not dipping them in anything. They're delicious as they are.
No.
Ketchup? Or do you guys got brown sauce?
Brown sauce guy.
I'm probably going to combine the hash browns with the beans, realistically.
At one point, like everything just gets smeared around the plate. Yeah. That's the best bit where you mop up the plate with the bread or the hash browns.
And the haggis.
Oh, my days.
You get the haggis and the square sausage.
The what? Haggis. What is haggis? Break it down to me, please.
Haggis is...
You see when I realised what you were saying? What the hell is haggis?
Haggis is like... It's like offal and oats and all of this sort of stuff, like minced up, and then they cook it in a... Well, it's traditionally cooked in a sheep's stomach.
Dead. No. No way. Not happening. That's not happening, bro. Like, shout outs to all my Highlanders and them, man, up there.
Yeah.
You know, on the cliffs and stuff. In Scotland, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Them, man, shout out to them, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to be strong and to eat haggis and, you know what I'm saying, wear a kilt and all them things there.
Yeah.
But no. Stick to the bagpipes. Leave the English breakfast alone. Or the Scottish breakfast, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And all my Welsh people, what do they have on theirs?
I think it's quite similar to an English breakfast, actually.
Yeah. I
get strung up for saying that, but no.
I feel like they eat angel dust or something, because Welsh people, they just remind me of like little fairies and stuff like that. Like, you know, when you think of like medieval England and like fairy tales, and you got the elves, they base that off of Welsh people, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? I love my Welsh people. I love their accent.
Yeah.
I love that. They're just that's the best British accent for me.
Yeah.
I love the Welsh accent.
I'd agree. I'd agree.
Man. It sounds like they're singing when they talk. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Can you do a Welsh accent?
I can't. I was about to, but then I said, let me not embarrass myself.
Would you rather eat haggis or watch Exorcist again? You got to do one of them.
I ain't got to do nothing.
I would rather... That's a fair point from Baba Sunday. He doesn't have to do anything.
But hypothetically, I'd rather eat haggis.
You'd rather eat the haggis than watch Exorcist again.
Imagine a big plate, having to eat a big plate of haggis while watching The Exorcist.
Oh my God. Allow it. Sorry, no, that's just... No.
You have to eat a big spoonful every time you're scared.
Oh my God, bro. I'd be stuffed, man. From the credits, bruv. Like, just from the opening credits, bruv. I'd be screaming. No way.
I used to think allow it meant, like, yeah, cool.
No.
Yeah, because I heard people saying it, and I was like, oh, yeah, because you're allowing it. That sounds nice. So when people said allow it, I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, that's
Where
like,
did you grow up?
Kettering, Northamptonshire.
It shows, bruv. Kettering, Northamptonshire.
Yeah. Oh, Kettering, to be fair, Kettering's quite a working class town.
Is it?
But like, yeah.
It sounds posh.
I don't know. Maybe people say Lowit around there. But like, when I was growing up.
Yeah, Lowit means like, lie that, bruv. Or you can say, Lowit is like, lie that, man. Don't bring that kind of energy near me. Or allow me, which is just like, stop, man. Stop getting me.
Right.
Stop teasing me kind of thing. So,
Yeah. I first had it when, I guess they were teenagers, surrounded me on a train.
Right.
And
they were just all saying, allow it.
One was saying it to the other. He was saying, one of the guys was saying stuff about me. And the leader kept saying to him,
allow it.
And I was like, I mean, that sounds like he's actually sticking up for me, this guy.
Yeah, he was.
But I thought he was saying, yeah, absolutely do that to this.
No.
I was well, what's going on? So I was very confused.
They probably were trying to jack you.
It was a weird situation. I think I've already talked about it on the podcast ages ago. But one of them was looking at me and
they're probably going to jack you.
They were kind of going like, what are you looking at? And then I just like was honest with them and said, I'm finding this situation very scary. You're all scaring me quite a bit.
But you know what? That would, people would allow you.
They were a bit like...
I understand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We didn't mean to...
When you're honest to, like, gangsters, they really do... The minute you try and stick up for yourself, you meet trouble.
I was like, this is really scary, guys. And they were like, why are you scared? I was like, because there's, like, 10 of you and I'm on my own. And like, there's absolutely no way I'd stand a chance in this. This is really scary.
Well, at what time was this?
In the evening, last train home from London to Kettering, midnight or whatever. It's been quite late. Honest, they started going.
You live in London now.
Yeah, but the leader started going to everyone else. I mean, I live in London now. To be honest, this was when I was visiting home like last year.
Oh wow!
This is like, you know, me in my 30s, saying to a bunch of teenagers, guys, honestly, this is scary for me.
Yeah, but
and they were like,
he was eating a big bowl of scrambled egg on the train.
Yeah, I was like, I'm trying to eat my scrambies.
Jimmy trying to eat his scrambies over here.
Yeah. Well,
how long have you been in London now? Like living
10 years or something, or like maybe longer than that.
Yeah, you got to start developing a London attitude, man.
Can't do it.
I live in Hertfordshire now. My London attitude doesn't work in a place like Hertfordshire. It's too mean. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are you looking at? Like, you know, you can't be doing that. So I'm more relaxed. But obviously, once I come to London, I already know what time it is. So I switch it on, like, depending on where I am.
Yeah.
To understand.
You leave the pate back home.
Yeah.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Main course, your dream main.
You know what? I like a fusion. Oxtail, Caribbean oxtail with Nigerian jollof rice.
Yeah.
I like a side of salad and coleslaw, some plantain.
Mm. So is this party?
This is party jollof rice.
Party jollof.
With Caribbean oxtail. Have you tasted oxtails?
No.
Oh my days!
I've had oxtail before, yeah.
You've had it?
But not Caribbean.
Yeah, you guys need to.
Yeah.
I reckon you guys would really, really like it.
I almost certainly was, yeah.
But it's a succulent meat. I don't know if the gamey is the word that they say. That's what I hear people say all the time. But it's, oh man. It's
really
like,
slow cooked, right?
Yeah. It's like butter, man. Oh man, I'm getting hungry.
Is there a place that does this that's like the best place, or is there like an occasion you've had it was the best time you had it?
My wife's cooking at home, because you wouldn't be able to buy like jollof rice at a Caribbean restaurant, but obviously because of my wife, you know, and stuff like that, like she cooks it quite a bit.
How often you have an oxtail?
Oh, not often. It's gone up in price nowadays, but back in the day we used to have it quite a bit, but nowadays probably like once every like 3 months, really. If that, it's expensive now, you know?
Which is mad that it's expensive now, because the whole point of it was that you're taking the bits that are a little bit cheaper and then making like magic food.
But they caught on to it. They were like, why are all these black people buying oxtails and stuff like that? They caught on to it, and so like they just bumped the price up now. Yeah. So yeah, that's why. But it's mad expensive. And you get a whole tail, and like obviously you have to chop it up into like little bits and stuff. But oh my God, man, it's so nice. I can't believe you guys haven't tried it.
No, I've not tried it.
It's good, because you guys got to go to somewhere, a good place to actually have it. In London, probably looking at Brown Eagles Caribbean restaurant. They're really good. There's probably others that I'm not aware of.
So you got the party jollof rice?
Yes.
I don't want to bring this conversation up again, but like you were saying with the regular Nigerian jollof rice and the Ghanaian jollof rice, there's a bit of a, you know...
Well, rivalry.
Well, maybe that they would be on a level. You suggested,
you know what?
Earlier,
I would say this.
They would be on a level playing field.
This is the first time I'm admitting this. Ghanaian jello fries, bangs. It's nice. Yeah. All right, Ghanaians, relax yourself. Because they're probably like celebrating now. That but it bangs. It does. It absolutely bangs. So Ghanaian normal jello fries tropes Nigerian normal jello fries. Uh-huh. But our party jello fries is a different level.
And does your wife make party jollof at home?
No.
Because you've got, I guess you've got to have like a smoker for that sort of
thing.
You
do, you have to have a smoker. She just makes normal jello fries.
Uh-huh.
You
know what I mean? Is there a party Ghanaian jello fries? No.
No, they ain't caught onto that technology. No. There's not.
No. What if, I mean, only a matter of time, right?
I mean, it's only a matter of time, but they use basmati rice. So I don't know if it would taste the same.
Okay.
Whereas Nigerians use long grain.
Right.
So I don't know if the different rice gives a different taste once it's smoked. Because basmati already has like a flavour to it.
Yeah.
So I don't know what that would taste like smoked. I don't know.
You got kids as well, haven't you?
I've got one son, yeah.
Is he into, when your wife makes this dish at home?
Is this
a full family favourite?
Yeah, I mean, he likes jollof rice.
Yeah.
He's not a big fan of oxtail, but he's 5.
Sure.
So he doesn't, like, he's not really...
Yeah, he likes scrambled egg and stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, he likes...
Oh, that's low. Like
my son's still on, like, you know, fish fingers and chicken nuggets and...
Great.
That kind of stuff. Oh, is that him?
I do love him. I mean,
I'm dying.
I don't often have fish fingers, but
what's going on, bro?
I had COVID recently and suddenly got a real hankering for fish fingers.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like,
yeah, you and my son would get along.
Yeah, my girlfriend was like, what do you want for lunch today? I was like, I want a fish finger sandwich. So bad.
No, let's not. Fish finger sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
That's
you got,
different.
Yeah.
Fish fingers on their own.
Come on, bro. What, on their own?
Fish fingers on their own, babies. Fish finger sandwich, adults.
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought you were about to say fish fingers on their own. Like, that's
no, I don't have fish fingers on their own. Have them in a sandwich.
Potato smiley faces.
Yeah. No, I don't.
But let's not, smiley nice faces way. Bang though.
Sounds nice.
But I only pick them off my son's plate.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I do. You know, when they're not looking, you just quickly take one and stuff like that. It reminds me of school, man. I love it, man. Yeah.
I've been looking a lot on the internet lately for, I'm going to Disney World for the first time.
Dope.
Later this year, and I'm looking at a lot of the snacks that you can get there.
Right.
But I really want the corn dog bites, where it's like...
I do.
The corn dog nuggets. So they're little like bits of like sausage wrapped in the... Oh, little bites of them.
Yeah.
I had a pretzel at Disneyland, which was filled with jalapeno and cheese and like that cheese sauce. It was like really fake and salty. Mm. It was so good. Have you had that one, Benita?
Yeah. Everyone talks about that one. That's the main one that gets recommended.
Have you guys had Cheetos jalapeno flavour?
No. Had Flamin' Hot.
Benito's giving the double thumbs up.
You've had it. Get yourself a packet of Cheetos jalapeno. Brother, you will thank me, bruv.
Yeah.
They are the best, Chris. I don't know why I get so intense. When I talk about food,
this is very, very good.
But bro, you will thank me, bruv.
Also,
it's banging.
Do you know what? I'd say you're going to thank us.
Okay.
Because you just shouted them out on the podcast. I bet you get a few boxes.
Yeah, bro, send me them things, bro. Me and my wife will be happy, bro. Trust me. Yeah, man.
How hot are they? Spicy?
They're not like the flaming ones, but the flaming ones ain't even hot.
Right.
It's like hot for like 2 seconds and then that goes away.
I went to Disney Sea, which is in Japan.
Yeah.
And they obviously got all different snacks.
Right.
My wife obsessed with finding all the different snacks. And we had an Ursula from The Little Mermaid seafood steamed dumpling.
Ooh.
I've never eaten something that looked more like an anus in my life. Really weird little dumpling, all purple and puckered. It was mad.
Allow it. Although dim sum slaps.
Yeah.
Dim sum slaps, but whatever the hell you ate, that don't sound like that slapped.
Dim sum is good though.
Dim sum is so good, man. I can literally eat
What that. What are you looking for in a dim sum menu?
And is it all of them, man? Give me the prawn one, give me the chicken one, give me the veg one. Give it all of them.
Yeah.
And different colours.
Those different colours.
I love all the baskets stacked on top of each other. Yeah, so like it's like you start the top of the building and you get in the lift and you just go down and eat everything on every floor.
And as long as it's got that sauce, whatever that was, it chili sauce next.
Yeah.
Give me that stuff, bro.
When they got the baskets stacked up, if there's like 4 in each basket, say there's 4 of you,
right?
You all have one each from that top basket. But when sometimes like each of you have one, apart from one person just leaves, just doesn't have it. And I'm like, that's the top one. You got to take your dumpling so we can go on to the next round. Because otherwise we've got to lift it up. And I don't like lifting it up like a little hot box. And it all just comes steaming out. Yeah. But so like, I'm just like, eat that dumpling so we can get onto the next level, please. And when they don't do it, it really gets to me.
Yeah,
and then he winds me up.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, we got to be working our way down the tower.
Because I'd just eat theirs. I wouldn't even
You'd just eat theirs as well.
I'd be like, look, are you going to eat it?
Respect that.
Give me that.
You can have two off the next floor.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's good stuff. But I mean, I think Ed shares my frustrations.
I do. Well, I eat quick as well.
Yeah,
I do.
We should all go out for a meal.
We'll go for dim sum.
We'd get through our food way too quick. Bro.
Yeah.
We'd spend more time cussing you about your scrambled eggs.
I'll be in my high chair.
Chucking your dim sum everywhere.
Yeah, yeah. I see the top of the tower easier than you guys. The dim sum tower, up in my high chair, so I know what's what. Dream side dish, we're going for plantain then.
Ooh, yeah, plantain.
Yeah. Plantain. And how are you having that done?
Oh, just fried, man. Fried the African way, man. I don't like the way Jamaicans do it.
And what's the difference?
Oh, they make this, like, almost like a... It's soggy and it's very, like, sweetish. Mm-hmm. Whereas Africans, we like ours savoury. So we'll fry it very crispy. That's how we like ours. Firm inside, not soggy.
Mm-hmm.
Not with all this syrupy kind of... thing to it.
I think I prefer that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
it crispy.
I love plantain.
Or, actually, this is another good way to have it. The way I said is the way I like it. But for breakfast, so you can get green plantains, mm-hmm. what you do, you fry it, but then you take them out, you put them back in the shell of the plantain or whatever you want to call it, and you smash them and then you refry them again.
Oh.
Yeah, take them out afterwards, add a little salt.
Does that make
that
it
with eggs? You can have that with scrambled eggs. No, because they actually bang with scrambled eggs.
Yeah.
Have that. Oh, my days, they're so nice. And avocado.
Does that make them crispier when you do it?
That does make them crispier. It makes it, it's quite oily, to be honest, but it's just so damn nice.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Very, very nice. My wife does that. But you got to do that with green plantains.
Right.
Because
right.
it's less sweet. But so it's way more savoury.
Are they a bit firmer as well, so you can smash them down and they won't all completely come apart?
Yeah, they won't. Yeah, they'll literally, it'll still be all together, but it's just nice, man.
I don't know why I don't eat plantain every day.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so like good. It's the best.
And it's filling.
So yeah.
I think I haven't tried cooking it yet. I've only had it like, you know, eating out and stuff. So like, I'm not confident enough to go, I'm just going to buy a load and then like learn to cook. But I reckon I could.
Yeah. Or if anything, I reckon there must be like something online for you to like look at and stuff like
just
that.
Just follow that and learn how to cook it at home.
Yeah,
and maybe that'll be the next thing I'll try.
Yeah.
Your dream drink.
Oh, this is hard because I don't want to include alcohol now. Because my dream drink is, with a meal like that, is super malt. I have a super malt with that, man. A cold super malt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, the only other time I've had super malt, look, he's back in the conversation because Big Zoo made me have a super malt on his show. Cool. So he's like, you've got to have a super malt.
Yeah.
And it was delicious, like freezing cold super malt. Yeah. So, you know, he knows his stuff about some...
No, super malt, obviously, that's an African thing. And like my African brother, Big Zoo, don't get twisted. That's my boy.
No.
You know what I mean? He's my African brother, but he's jollof rice. This doesn't make it come. Yeah. But a super malt, yeah.
And it is tasty. It's like it's like non-alcoholic Guinness, basically, isn't it? It's got that sort of, like
sweet.
Rich sort of, malty taste, obviously. Yeah.
Never had it?
No?
Never tasted it. Never touched my tongue.
That's another one for you, bro.
Put it on the list. Have you always been into super malts? Is this like take you back to your childhood?
Yes, it does. Definitely. Yeah. That's what we were drinking back in the day when all the adults were drinking Guinness. All the kids were reaching for a super malt because it made us feel like big people. But the taste is... I know there's some people that don't like malt.
Mm-hmm.
Super malt, like malty drinks like that. But yeah, for me, I love it. Grew up on it.
But you didn't want to... Why have you decided not to choose an alcoholic drink?
Just because of the meal, because I said jollof rice with oxtail.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the jollof rice and super malt just go hand in hand.
Oh, right.
And because the oxtail's like stewed, right, I guess, isn't it? With the super malt, perfect.
Perfect.
It's like rich, deep flavours. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if it was an alcoholic drink, it'd probably be like a Guinness, a Nigerian Guinness or something like that. That's something big.
Guinness Foreign Extra.
Yeah.
That stuff's great.
That's great, bro.
First time I had that.
What's that?
It's like the stuff they export it.
Yeah.
I think initially because it couldn't last, the normal Guinness couldn't last the journey, so it's double alcohol Guinness, essentially.
So it's stronger than the Dublin Guinness, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, it's bad.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So more boozy.
That's the stuff. I'm sure I've told that story on the podcast before.
What?
When me and my dad were on holiday once, and we ordered we just thought they were like normal strength beers, and we ordered a bucket of them at this restaurant.
Jesus.
And we were like necking them and chatting, and they were in this bucket of ice. I was completely hammered. I think I was about 17. And I just slid the label off the bottle and stuck it to my head. I thought, this is going to be hilarious. And I looked up at exactly the same time my dad looked up, and he'd done exactly the same thing.
I love stories about Eddie's dad.
But I love that. So I think it's like 7.8% or something. It's really, it's a strong, strong beer.
Wow. No, well, I've not had that either.
Yeah. Well, there you
go. So you got the super malt, but you've also got that Guinness. So like, it's quite similar. Like, you're into that flavour.
Yeah, man. I love stout.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a cut back from it. I know I'm drinking a beer now, but I got a cut back from it because I'm in the gym now. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do love a.
Is that new? The gym regime.
Yeah, I got a PT now.
Ah.
Been with him for like 3 months, and he's strict. He's Scottish.
Yeah.
He's strict. Oh my god. He's strict. He's always made. He's like, because before I'd be like, oh man, I can have like a drink here and there.
Yeah.
He says, no, man. He's like, no, like, I can't do nothing with him, bro. Like,
I hope he doesn't listen to this and hear what you say.
He
said
will,
about
yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, but the Haggis he chat. You're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. So his name is Lee.
Yeah.
And I call him Iron Brew Lee. That's why I say, and he hates it. So every time I like either call him that or take the piss out of what he's wearing, like he just goes ham in the gym. He's just like, you're right, you're doing this, you're doing that. And I'll be like, I'm only joking, bro. Like, but he's got that Scottish fiery temper, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you come in and you call him Iron Brew Lee, even though you know that's going to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
And then he makes you do everything.
Yeah, I can't help it. It's Iron Brew Lee. It's like Bruce Lee. Brew Lee. You get it?
Brew Lee, yeah.
Brew Lee, bro.
Like Brew Lee.
Brew Lee. Yeah, more like Brew Lee.
I'm like, bro, it's an endearing name. And he's just like, no.
It's not endearing.
Taking a piss. And I was just like, bro, man.
What does he make you do? What sort of stuff is he making you do to punish you for saying Iron Brew
so,
Lee?
So, legs. When if it's legs day, he'll take the piss.
Yeah.
So, I'll like leg press like 250.
Oh.
Yeah, he does this thing, I forgot what it's called, where basically I think it's like six sets of 4 reps, but the weight is crazy.
Yeah.
But you just got, and he keeps removing, it's a drop set.
Yeah.
He'll just keep removing weight. Oh my God, that one there kills. Because you're thinking like, yeah, 4 reps, that's fine. By the time you get to the third set, your legs are finished. And he's just like, go on! And it's just like,
shouting at you.
Yeah, and he won't let me. I can never, even if I say no, he'll be like, go on, go on. And he'll just keep saying, go on, do it. Like, you can't move until you do it.
You make him more angry if you say no.
Yeah.
But shout out to him, man. I'm seeing the difference because I had a big ass belly before.
Uh huh.
It's going, man.
Thanks to Iron Brew Lee.
Thanks to Iron Brew Lee, man.
Sometimes do you think like, you're like, I really need to, I'm not in the mood really to do the gym today, but I really need to make sure I make it count. So just to ensure that I get an exercise, I'm going to call Iron Brew Lee. I'm going to do that straight up.
I've not done that, but you know what? That's probably
if you really feel like you need a good workout and really get your money's worth, you should buy one of those tartan hats with the ginger wigs.
Go in with that.
Go in wearing that.
So,
all right, Lee.
I should, you know. I really should. Yeah. Find different ways to piss him off.
We arrive at your dream dessert.
This is hard. I'm not a dessert guy like that. I do like desserts.
Yeah.
I just go for like a chocolate fudge cake with ice cream. Oh, no. Hell no. Apple crumble and ice cream. Are you mad? I just realised, bruv, what I was saying. Apple crumble and ice cream. Don't piss me off.
I love that. It's the first time I've not seen you excited about a course. You're like, I don't know, chocolate fudge cake. I'm like, this is not the Babatunde I've come to learn. And then suddenly, no!
Really?
No, I just remembered. Yeah, apple crumble slaps.
Because I was missing the catchphrase of "Don't piss me off."
Yeah. I like "Don't piss me off."
Like, you seemed quite relaxed about the chocolate fudge cake pissing you off, and I was like, "This is not what we've come to enjoy."
I bet a lot of people have said apple crumble, right?
We have had a lot of apple crumbles. There's a long raging discussion about custard or ice cream.
Custard ice cream.
Yeah. And I'm an ice cream guy.
Same.
I agree with you. Hot apple crumble and vanilla ice cream.
However, don't sleep on the custard though.
It still
slaps. But I'm just an ice cream man.
How about this? See what you think about this. I think my favourite combo would be hot apple crumble with cold custard.
Are you smoking crack?
My mum makes an amazing apple crumble, and it was always get the ice cream out of the freezer.
Let's go.
Starts melting, but there's still a really cold bit on the top.
Let's go.
So you're making your own custard anyway with the melted bit of ice cream.
Let's go. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Why are you suddenly checking your watch?
No, someone tried to phone me.
Oh, yeah, because you got a proper watch. Yeah.
I'm Brulee.
Where the fuck are you?
You heard his name.
Just heard you say apple crumble with ice cream. What the fuck are you playing at?
Yeah. Better not be drinking a beer now.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You heard his name, bruv.
Oh, I love apple crumble.
Yeah. It's beautiful, man. It's the best dessert. Whoever came up with that, big him up, boy.
We'll never know.
Yeah, we'll never know.
Well, but you're going to do chocolate fudge cake. For a second,
I was going to say chocolate fudge cake, but then apple crumble reminded me of its presence. But chocolate fudge cake, bang though. Yeah. Ice cream with chocolate fudge cake, you crazy, bruv.
Yeah.
Come on.
Again, I'd probably like hot custard with chocolate fudge cake.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Tasty.
Custard.
Custard?
Yeah.
I hardly, you know what it is? I'm traumatized by custard. That's what it is.
Go on.
School days.
Yeah.
Back in the day, I had a really nasty custard that was lumpy as hell.
Oh, yeah.
That's why. Mm. I just remembered now. No joke. I actually just remembered. That's why I'm not a custard guy.
It's too, it was a specific time or every day it was lumpy?
No, specific. There was one day. School cake. Oh, my days. Mm. With the sprinkles.
Yeah.
Crazy. That slaps, but I had that with custard.
Yeah.
And the custard was lumpy.
School custard so
this
bad.
Was in year five. I literally just remembered that. How you crazy is that?
Did they ever give you the chocolate custard? We got that at our school.
I got that, yeah.
And it always had a skin on the top, and you could see them like dig down into it. It's horrible.
I quite like the skin.
Yeah, of course you did.
Yeah.
But that kind of threw me off.
Yeah.
And there was what's that bird's custard with the red?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember my mum tried and made that. That came out like gel.
Oh, yuck.
Into it. I was like, that's disgusting.
You could get the cartons of the
Devon.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's the one.
I used to drink that. I used to go to the fridge and drink that out of the carton.
Right, you're crazy.
I was a fat little boy.
Savage, bruv.
Is David doing the same thing?
You're savage. Just straight out of the carton from the fridge.
Yeah. If my mum had opened it, I could just go to the fridge, see what's around.
Yeah. Yeah,
quick squeeze from the carton into the mouth. On with the day.
Mad. You drain were it, mad.
Wear the empty carton as a hat, bump into his dad doing the same thing in the corridor.
You're savage, bro.
They both tip their hats to each other in greeting.
Yeah, but I used to bite the cheese and stuff.
Yeah, you're a savage, bro.
Yeah, loved it.
Okay, I'm going to read your menu back to you now.
Let's
see
go.
How you feel about it.
Let's go.
Water, you want cold, sparkling water with crushed ice.
Let's go.
Poppins or bread. Warm toasted ciabatta with M&S truffle. Chicken liver pate.
Let's go! Sorry.
Starter.
I apologise.
Never apologise for this level of enthusiasm. We love it.
Starter. Deep fried prawn with sweet chilli sauce from Papagoni.
Let's go.
Is that it?
Yes.
Main course. Caribbean oxtail with Nigerian jollof.
Let's go.
Salad and coleslaw.
Keep going, bro.
Side.
Party jollof.
Side. Fried plantain. Drink. Super malt. Dessert. Apple crumble with ice cream.
Feeling look good? At the gains. Look at the gains.
Look at those.
That's what that food does for you. Do you understand?
That food.
Muscles!
That food and dying Brulee.
Yeah.
Would you like us to make the whole thing party? We can just smoke the whole meal.
Smoke the whole meal,
even
make it party.
Even the apple crumble.
Yeah.
I think that should be an option at all restaurants now. You order something and they go, would you like to make it party?
Yeah.
That is a dope idea.
If you ate that whole menu and then next morning went to see Iron Brulee, what do you think he'd have to say?
Oh my God, he would go mad. He would go, all that sugar.
Yeah.
Oh, bruv, I'd get worked at gym.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do a circuit from beginning to end.
I love Iron Brewley.
I love Iron Brewley. Also, I think the next off-menu merch we do, if we do another a collab, we should do the little blue booty shorts. Off menu, and then Iron Brew League can get. Oh, Bubba Tony will get sent a free pair of them anyway,
bro. Because please do that. We'll send you I want to give that to him as a gift. That would be amazing.
Send him a little.
Like Percival should do a shirt with like boot, like blue booty shorts, like a dude in blue booty shorts, and I'll be like, this is you, bro.
If we do the blue booty shorts collab, then we should choose an item of food from your menu. So I think like a bottle of super malt, but says off menu on the label instead. Yeah. On the butt.
Or an Iron Brew that says Lee on it.
Yeah,
yes, yeah, yes, that's what it should yes.
Be.
Yeah.
It should be an Iron Brew that says Lee.
He would have to wear that every day. He would love that.
Yeah,
he would
put that on one of the buns.
Or booty malt.
Booty malt.
Booty malt. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, this has been great. Yeah. Thank you very much for coming to the Dream Restaurant, Bubba Tunde.
Thank you for having me, man.
Well, there we are. One of my favourite apps, I think.
Let's go. I loved it.
I laughed so much in that episode.
Laughed a lot.
Let's go. What a catchphrase.
Wonderful company.
Wonderful company.
Bubba Tunde.
Let's go.
Thank you for coming on.
Stop taking the piss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Go and see Bubba Tunde on tour. He's on tour next year with his show Bubba Hood.
Yes, make sure you go and see that. The gig that I did with Bubba Tunde the other day was great.
Yeah.
The audience, he was on first.
Yeah.
And he absolutely killed it. So you got to get along to that tour show.
Agreed. Agreed. He did not say the secret ingredient, James. Campbell's soup did not come up. On the menu. He was wearing, it's the first time we've ever had anyone wearing a t-shirt with the secret ingredient on it.
Yeah.
But that does not count as coming up on the
menu. Yeah. Now, look. If you want to argue amongst yourselves, listeners, on social media about whether we should have chucked Bubba Tunde out because he was wearing the secret ingredient on a T-shirt, that is up to you.
Yes.
We're happy for people to debate that. We feel like that would have been unfair.
Yes, I think so. Wonderful time. Great stuff. I'm on tour as well. Ed Gamble Electric. Go and see it.
Also, please get my book, James Acaster's Guide to Quitting Social Media, Being the Best You Can Be and Curing Yourself of Loneliness, Volume 1.
Thank you very much for listening. We will see you next time in the Dream Restaurant.
In the Dream Restaurant.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hi, I'm Lucy Beaumont.
And guess what? I'm Sam Campbell. If you enjoy, there's another podcast is coming out. Oh no, the podcast is out now.
Yeah. If people have enjoyed Off Menu, will they enjoy Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brains? I don't know.
there's a bit of crossover. We talk about maybe, you know, a couple of food issues. We talk about cutlery, and that's near food. We reckon it's out now. Not soon, it's now.
Is it on all the platforms?
Oh, it absolutely is. If you like James and if you love Ed, you might get a kick out of this. But yeah, again, no pressure. But yeah, this one's out now. Lucy and Sam's Perfect Brands.